something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
What is the acceptable will of God? The acceptable will of God is that will of God that you do not find in the written word about life's issues, but because you are walking in love, you can know what to do. And when you do it in love, God accepts it as his acceptable will. He accepts it because it's an act of love. Are you still there? That's the acceptable will of God. Things that you do out of God's love. It's a higher level. It's a higher level. And I want you to understand, God, he doesn't talk confusing. He says the good, the acceptable, and the perfect. The acceptable will of God is that which you do on the basis of love, as an act of love. You could not find ABC in the written words. You could not quote a particular scripture about that thing, but because you acted in love, it's acceptable with God. And until you walk in love, you will never know the acceptable will of God. When things face you in life, you begin to ask, is it right? Is it wrong? Is this wrong? Is this right? You see, you do not know. You can't find a scripture about it. And so you're confused. But when you begin to walk in love, you are beginning to release the mind of God. Let me give you an example from the Bible. When you study the writings of Paul, in certain cases, you find he says, I have no commandment of the Lord about this, but I speak as one that has been given favor of God. He had the audacity to speak in the place of the Lord about certain actions and certain things that the Lord hadn't said anything about. He dared speak in the place of God. And it was accepted as scripture for us because he spoke in love for God and for us. Are you still there? Hallelujah. That's the acceptable will of God. It's a higher level where issues come up and then you think with God. You think with God with the eyes of love, with the mind of love. You've been trained in the walk of love. And you look now, you understand the mind of God from a higher perspective. And then you speak for God. And God says, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Why? Because you're learning to walk with the level of love. Yet you know you have no commandment about such things. Yet you know that God hasn't specifically said anything about it. But now you want to speak on his behalf, and he accepts it. He says, all right, all right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you still there? Then the next one is the perfect will. Now, you have to understand, we said, firstly, you deliver yourself to the lordship of the word. The word gains the ascendancy in your life. Then the word moves you to the next thing, where you deliver yourself to the lordship of love. And love gains the mastery. Now you understand the good will of God, because it's written in the word. Then the acceptable will of God. Then the next one is the lordship of the Spirit. When you deliver yourself to the lordship of the Spirit, it means you are now learning to walk with the Holy Ghost. Now let me take you back a bit so you can understand this. Oh, glory to God. You know, in 2 Corinthians 13, chapter 14, verse says, now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion or fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with you. Now you need to understand this. He says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I told you, what do you do with the word? You give yourself over to the word of his grace. He's talking about the word of his grace. He said, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So he's talking about the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you give yourself over to the lordship of the word of God in your life. Then the next thing is the love of God. He says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. See, that's the next thing, the lordship of love in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then the third one, the communion of the Holy Ghost. We're talking about the lordship of the Spirit. And that comes through fellowship, koinonia. You understand? When you begin, it's an intercourse with the Spirit of God. It's an intimacy with the Spirit of God. He ceases to be a thing. He ceases to be a phenomenon. He ceases to be some smoke or some cloud. He becomes a person in your life. One that has a voice. One that has emotions. You begin to fellowship with the Holy Ghost. And as you learn the personality of the Spirit and yield yourself to him, knowing that he is wiser than you, then you find him also building you up. He is able. Let me read something to you from the book of Jude. Turn to the book of Jude. Boy, I love the word of God. Do you love the word of God? Woo! My. All right, listen to this. Book of Jude, now I'm reading from verse number 24. Now. Everybody say, now.
Now.
He says, now unto him that is, oh boy, Abel. I like it. Abel. Somebody say, Abel. Don't you like it when you hear that he is able? Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Oh boy, I know who I am. See, I've delivered myself to the Holy Ghost because Jesus delivered me to the Holy Ghost, and I was so happy to stay right in there. See, the Holy Ghost is able to keep me. How could I fall? How could I fail? That's not going to happen. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Present you faultless. He's taking care of me. He's working out things in my life such that when Jesus shows up, I'll be ready. Faultless. He's able to keep me from falling. You know, when I started out on this thing, some people gave me 2 weeks. Later on, they said, in 2 months, you'll be back. And I wasn't back. Glory to God. It's been 30 years since then. And I haven't stopped. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. And everybody said, amen.
Amen.
He's able. He's able. How does he do it? Through the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the one who's here. Papa God is in heaven. Jesus is in heaven. The Holy Ghost is here. He keeps us from falling. Getting us ready to face Jesus. Getting us ready. Preparing us to stand before him without fault. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I love God. Do you? You love Jesus? Sure you love him? My, my, my. The good will of God, the acceptable will, and the perfect will. You know, he said something to us about walking in love. In Ephesians chapter 5, would you look at it for a moment? Ephesians chapter number 5. He says, be ye therefore, from verse 1, be ye therefore followers of God. That means imitators of God. As dear children, beloved children. And walk in love as Christ also had loved us. And had given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for sweet-smelling savor. Did you see that? Walk in love. Walk in love. As Christ also had loved us. Walk in love as dearly beloved children. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo, 267 at Demulegun Road, opposite Indubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com. God bless you.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We're talking about the Lordship of Jesus. The Lordship of Jesus. When you say that Jesus is Lord of your life, if the Word of God has not gained a mastery over your life, then Jesus is not Lord of your life. And that's where you start. If you're not walking in love, what does John say about you? Turn to 1 John, first epistle of St. John, chapter number 4. Can you read that quickly? From verse 7. Hey, you ready? All right, one to go. Oh. Did you see that? Read it one more time. All right. Read the next one. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God is love. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God is love. God is love. Love is demonstrated by giving. When you say that you are so hungry and you decided to steal from somebody, you're not walking in love, you're walking in debt, you're walking in darkness. You're not a child of God. Something's wrong with you. And yet there are people who would dare that and force someone else. A young man said, I believe I'm good because I don't kill people. I know that I steal, but that is when I'm pressed to the wall. He said, I use a gun, but it's not a real gun. It's a toy gun. So I don't kill people. I just use it to harass them. And then I collect money because I've been suffering for a long time. Listen, something is wrong. You can't do that. It's a terrible life to live. It's a terrible life to live. You're not walking in love. And the Bible says, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God is love. Love is given, not taken. You don't take from people by force. That's not a good life. You're setting yourself up. You're programming yourself for destruction. You're programming yourself for defeat. You're programming yourself for a hard life. What are you going to be doing when you're 60 years old? You'll be some old man moving around, still stealing at 60. With your grandchildren looking after you and saying to you, Daddy, when are you going to stop this? 65-year-old man stealing. What a shame. When you're young is when you build your life for the future. But there's so many young people who want to, they want to have all the good things of life when they're young. No, that's when to work. That's when you build your life for the future. At 30, you want to ride the best car, the most expensive car. You're a fool. Yeah, because you don't know it. You're a fool. When you're inside the car, listen, I've ridden good cars. When you're inside the car, you don't see it from outside. Everything changes when you sit inside. And when you sit inside, you don't know what kind of car you're in. You say, but the comfort is different. Oh, you are deceiving yourself. Some expensive cars are not as comfortable. Well, maybe you want all the gadgets in the car. Those are the things with which you have been deceived. If they were not there, would you buy the car? No, that's why you bought it. They got you. Think again. You want to be influential in life? You want life to deliver a crown to you? You want to walk happy, successful in this world? There's a way. I'll tell you how. Number one, think big. Did you hear me? But don't try to be big. Think big. Don't try to be big. There's a difference between the two. Number two, never steal from anyone. Because everything you steal from somebody has a life. The moment you take it to be yours, and it was not given to you willingly, it will collect from you a harvest of itself continually throughout life. It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. It will keep harvesting from you. And you'll be wondering what the matter is. You will keep suffering and never having the life to enjoy the things that you have stolen. You will always live in fear. Terrible life. Don't be carried away by some of those folks you see outside. They are deceiving themselves. All right? Life is bigger than what you see around. And God is abundantly able to give you a super life. You see that? He's able. Remember when your grandfather had a house on the street and they said it was the greatest house? That house, how many people would like to live there today? That's why Solomon said, vanity of vanities. All is vanity. So don't live your life in vanity. Get yourself ready for the real thing, the real life. Become helpful to others. Think about other people and see what you can do. If you plan your life that way, God will give you joy, prosperity, peace, happiness, strength. And you have the health to enjoy them. Are you still there? Can you say amen?
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
I always knew I would have a good life. You see, I always knew I have a good life. I always knew I would have a good life. Prosperous life, sound life. You know why? Because I delivered myself into God's word early enough. I did. I made up my mind that this thing was going to affect me. I made up my mind for it. I made up my mind that the word of God will guide me. I made up my mind. And it will help anybody. It's available to everybody. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you give yourself to the word will deliver you into a life of glory. Jesus had a tremendous life. Tremendous life. Tremendous life. Paul had a tremendous life. He said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. That's what he said. He said to others, my God shall supply all your need. He told them. He said, my God. He said, I've learned in whatever state I am to be independent of circumstances. You don't talk like that until the word of God has gained the mastery over your life. There's a good life to live. There's a good life, really. I know there's a lot of people who are suffering. They're suffering bad, bad. You ask them, how's everything? They say, bad. Oh boy, they're going through a lot of hardship. But in the midst of all that, there's a glorious life. It's just that they can't see it. And so they're wandering all the time, trying to catch it, trying to catch what is with them. What a terrible life to live. That's why I'm sharing these things with you, so you can understand. Let the Word of God gain the mastery. Begin to walk in love and then learn about the Holy Ghost. Who is the Holy Ghost? The third person of Godhead. He is the power of the great God of glory. Begin to walk with Him and He'll put you through. Can you say amen? He's the power of God. He opens any door and every door. Doesn't matter what's happening. If you trust in Him, nothing is too good for you.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo. 267 at Dim Legun Road, opposite Ndubuisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.